Today's team will introduce to us a new song for us to share during the service, and maybe one we've never heard before. Sometimes once you hear it, you can't get it out of your mind. You find yourself humming it this next week. You find yourself singing it in the car, in the shower, if that's what you're inclined to do. So many times that catchy tune sticks with us because we can relate to the words of the song. A new song maybe even become our favorite song in times to come. There's even a book that goes along with so many of the old-time favorites that tells us the story behind the song. Some some event that prompted the writer here to put what he witnessed into paper, and so it became the song that he shared and we share with the whole world. Think with me here. When all of heaven watched Jesus, God's only begotten Son, being put on trial that night, taken from one person to the next to be convicted of a crime he didn't commit. As heaven watched, as the cat of nine tails laid open his back with every lash, forced to carry his own cross to Golgotha, I can just imagine you could hear a pin drop in heaven as he took every agonizing step, watching as the Son, part of the Godhead, one who was there in the beginning, now is allowing himself to be nailed to a cross and hung upon a tree. As darkness covered the earth, and Jesus took upon himself the sins of mankind, and as he took his last breath, "It is finished," I can just imagine those words thundered throughout heaven as the heavenly host watched as the Lamb was slain when he was taken down off that cross by his friends and prepared for burial, laid in the tomb, and the stone rolled over the entrance. But on that third day, when the Son burst forth from that grave, triumphant over death, the heavenly host composed a new song that I bet they still sing today. John was given this vision of this new song, and it goes something like this as he recorded it in Revelation 5, 9, and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and for your blood you ransomed people from every tribe and language and nation. And you have made them the kingdom and priests to God, and they shall reign on earth." Dear Father in heaven, as we come this morning, we think about this, Lord. We think about even the heavenly hosts watching, and as Jesus was crucified there and allowed himself to be given on our behalf. And even as they knew this and watched this, and yet when the Son came forth, Lord, a new song was given, a new song was composed, and it's a song we should share together with others in our life as well, that Jesus has been triumphant. He's worthy. He is the one that took the sins of all mankind upon himself, even especially our own. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for the witness that we see of this, and we're reminded of this as we partake of these emblems this day, reminding that as we take the fruit of the vine that represents his blood that was poured and shed out and given freely given on Calvary there, bread representing his broken body torn apart but given again on our behalf. We remember these emblems and we use these emblems to guide our thoughts in remembrance of him. We thank you for the new song that was sung, and we pray that One day we'll be singing that as well, and we'll be joining in the chorus that you are worthy, and you are the one that has given us life. For it's in his name we pray.